Agencies struggling to find talented young employees can help find help outside the federal government. The group Young Government Leaders has its own university to connect young people with federal training and mentoring opportunities. Miguel Joey Avales is Chief Learning Officer for Young Government Leaders and a talent management strategist at the Department of Defense. He has some data that will help you understand if the federal new talent pipeline needs some adjustments. Miguel Joey, it's great to have you back on the program this afternoon. What skills, what things did you ask as you looked around at this, and what were you trying to find out?
Absolutely, Francis. Thank you so much for having me. You know, last year we had this crazy idea of founding the YL University, and the first thing that we needed to find out is what are the learning and development needs of emerging leaders in the federal government. And some of the questions that we asked were, what's the biggest issue, trend, or challenge that you see facing young adults in the workplace today? We all ask, what are your future career plans and goals? Other questions were like, what skills do you believe you could improve on to be more effective in the workplace? And what are the ways in which you learn the best? And one of the most important questions was, what are the five training areas most important to your development over the next 2 years? And I hope to have some time to share you some highlights about the results.
Well, I'm especially interested in the self-perception, in what people thought they could expand on, what skills they had that they wanted to grow that would help them be more effective.
Absolutely. So the biggest one, and this surprises us a little bit, it's project management. They need more project management skills and communication skills. Those two were the biggest ones. And in the third place were conflict resolution skills. And we had an open question about what are the biggest issues, and we got over 200 responses to these questions, and communication came into the first place, specifically with other generations.
The answers there are fascinating to me, Miguel Joey, because that's kind of the opposite of what people would expect a young cohort of federal employees to be thinking about. I would have expected, and I imagine most folks from my generation would have expected, collaborative skills, or kind of the stereotypical things that we think about,
yeah,
that young people are interested in and enthusiastic about. And it sounds like they're thinking a lot farther ahead about themselves than we're thinking ahead about them.
Absolutely. And to that point, one of the questions were, what are your future career plans and goals? And this one, I was in shock, Francis. They said, we want to achieve the supervisory level. And that took me by surprise, because some people in current positions say, do not go to the supervisory level, don't even try it. And we have a new generation of emerging leaders eager to take on supervisory roles. So I think that's a good signal.
Tell me about those training opportunities that they're looking for, Miguel Joey, because as budgets get tighter, I imagine folks that are in management and leadership now would like to know exactly where they should be putting their resources that maybe they're not thinking of right now.
Absolutely. And one of the questions that we also asked, which employee developmental methods would you like to take advantage of? And the number one was rotational assignments, and we call those stretch assignments and opportunities that allow them to go to other divisions or other agencies within their own department. The second one was high visibility assignments, which is a similar category. And the third one was formal career mentoring opportunities. They also asked for formal training and leadership training. And as as you mentioned, agencies are going through a very difficult moment with budgets, and that's why Yale University, an organization created by millennials for millennials, wants to achieve. And we want to provide training opportunities to emerging leaders throughout the federal government. And now that we know what are their needs, we will be implementing training opportunities, not only in the Washington, D.C. area, but around the country.
See, there's another counterintuitive set of responses, though, in my view, Miguel Joey. I hear three answers there that all indicate we want to gain knowledge from our superiors, from the people at our agencies with lots of experience. We're ready to take in stuff that we don't already know, and the perception is that that the younger generation are some folks who are pretty sure they have the answers already.
Absolutely, and that's you are right on point. We have a generation that believes in mentoring. They want to learn. They want to absorb knowledge of seasoned professionals, and they're craving that. And in some instances, we are not providing enough mentoring, enough coaching, enough venues to exchange important knowledge. And you are absolutely right on track.
We only have about a minute left. Is there some results from your data that really surprised you, or were there some things where you shook your head and or nodded your head and you said, that's exactly what I expected?
Right. So, yeah, I was surprised in some of them. For example, that they wanted to get to a supervisory level. And we are still analyzing over 200 responses to struggle. But I was surprised with some answers. For example, underestimated and undervalued and underused were some of the struggles and challenges that they are facing right now. They mentioned the technology gap between young adults and their supervisors. They mentioned that that it's very challenging to try to bring new ideas and new ways of doing things as a young professional because no one wants to change. And they hear this is the way we have always done it. And they're getting tired of that. So there are some struggles and some opportunities.